All right. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. It's 2:39 here on WGN Radio. So Steve just mentioned the One Summer Chicago 2017 effort that we're all involved with here. And remember, the online donation, you can make a donation online simply by going to onesummerchicago.org, O-N-E, onesummerchicago.org/donate, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-931-5707. And just like you make a donation for things or a purchase over the phone, they'll take your credit card number, and then the money will go into the kitty, which will be used to help hopefully over 30,000 young men and women, 14 to 24, find activity, find summer jobs this year in the city of Chicago. To talk a little bit more about this is Don Cook. He's the Senior Vice President of the McCormick Foundation. Don, welcome back to the studio. How are you?
It's great to see you. We're doing great, and thank you for having us and hosting this.
How long have you all been doing this?
Well, it's about 6 years now, and the mayor got behind this in a big way, and it's grown every year with both donations coming in as well as the city's own budget.
How much money do you need to fund 30,000 jobs?
$10 or $12 million probably total.
Really, that much?
Yeah, yeah. It's not just the jobs. You know, one of the challenges with jobs is having the kids get there, or having clothing, having meals, and so on. So we pay those other costs as well, to so they can keep the money they make.
So the donations are coming in today, and will not just today. I mean, this is our main effort on this radio station today, but you can continue to make the donation tomorrow. What is your organization's role? You underwrite administrative expenses, things like that?
We do. The money comes into us, and working with the city, we find those agencies who are going to hire these kids, and we make grants out to them, as we do as a foundation.
What would an example be?
Well, Heartland Alliance, for example, is one of the great organizations in Chicago, and they work and hire a bunch of kids and put them out into different programs that they're running.
What would a job be?
Jobs could be anything from working inside the office to beautifying their communities, working outside, creating activities for kids, which could be basketball tournaments and marches and block parties and so on.
But there's organizations that have tasks that need people to do, and you're fitting these kids into those positions?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And a lot of the nonprofits love to have this help from the kids during the summer, but can't afford it themselves. And so the generous donations people make goes to helping those organizations.
Do the kids know about these jobs?
Yeah, the kids do. It's well publicized through the schools, and their kids who've been doing it for a few years, and they want to come back in and get another job.
How much do they get paid?
It's about $165 a week on average. But as I said, we also pay the extra costs so that they can keep that money. And if you think back to your first job or your summer jobs, how important that was, both to have some money.
Yeah, but I'm doing the math here. 40 times 4, that's $4 an hour if I work 40 hours a week for $160 a week.
Yeah, well, the jobs aren't for 40 hours, so
I hope not.
They're smaller than that, yeah.
I guess, what's the objective here? To put money in the kids' pockets, to give them some, you know, have a job and now you have money? Or to sort of give them the sense of accomplishment that a job provides?
Well, I think that all of those things. First of all, they do, the money is important, and they feel good that they're earning it, and that's terrific. But also the skills that go with having a job, getting to work on time, looking good, dealing with teams, dealing with bosses. I mean, these are skills that we all need and help you get on the right path as they grow up.
Do I understand correctly? I was talking to Todd Manley, our manager here, and he said that one of the things you guys anticipated is that maybe a kid in Austin, there's an opportunity for him in Northwest, but how's he going to get there? And that this sort of has anticipated that and has money for them to be able to find transportation.
That's right. We do want them to be able to move. We like it best if they can stay in their own communities, and of course that's where they build their pride and they have their network and so on. But there are times that kids cross neighborhoods to go to other jobs, and we want to help with that because that is a blow to the income, obviously, at this level.
Well, I think sometimes when we say, well, why don't you go get a job? And for those of us who have cars or enough means that we can pay for Uber whenever we want, other people aren't so fortunate. So yeah, how am I going to take that job? Do the trains connect there? And then how much of a walk or a bus ride is it? And you could actually have people that want jobs and jobs not that far away, but they're so difficult to get to.
Yep,
what's your point?
That's right. And a bunch of the kids don't have driver's license, even if they had a car
sure,
available.
Sure, now that you mention it, yeah.
So we want them on the public transportation getting where they need to go.
So this is all of us donating. These organizations, the Heartland Institute or whoever you described a moment ago, they don't have the budget for summer staff like this. So how are they going to get these kids? But that we all donate the money.
Exactly. So it's a really great win for everybody. You know, the organizations do well, the communities do well, the kids do well, and of course our donors are super helpful and feel good about this.
The number to call to make a donation is 1-800-931-5707, 1-800-931-5707, onesummerchicago.org. Just go there if you want to make a donation online, onesummerchicago.org/donate. So all of us at the radio station have been describing our first summer jobs. What was yours? Do you remember?
Well, I was fortunate. I worked in the mornings for my dad, who had a publishing company, a small publishing company outside Philadelphia. But I was a great babysitter. But can you believe it? It was like 50 cents an hour or something. I remember what we were paying even when our kids needed babysitters. But it was great money, and I mowed lawns around the neighborhood and never stopped working until it was time to play baseball.
That's what play baseball, and then what?
Well, then I was a kid, so I have to go home and go to bed.
I was going to say, you didn't turn pro, did you?
No. Regrettably.
But my first job, the first time anybody ever gave me money to do something, which felt fantastic, by the way, would have been mowing a lawn or probably babysitting. Mm-hmm. You know, my first job where I actually had a W-2 would have been as a busboy at a restaurant in Joliet, W.C. Flicks. And that was terrific. I loved it. It was hard, miserable work. It was just grunt work. I was a busboy, but it was fantastic. And all the things you just described, you know, be to work on time, pay the price if you're not. You could get fired if you screw off too much, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and I think dealing with other people in that kind of environment, which is different from your school friends and your neighborhood friends, but, you know, being a professional in a way and dressing up and doing the job is, you know, I think are all really important. You know, and the idea is get the kids, plus it keeps them safe, keeps them active and busy. And I remember talking to some of these kids a couple of years ago. You know, they were exhausted when they got home. They weren't going anywhere except to bed.
Yeah, now
they
mentioned
it. They had to get up the next morning. So these are all important life skills, and I think it's really a fantastic program.
Well, and not to be cliche, it'll sound this way, but it also happens to be true. I must tell you that you have a sense of satisfaction when somebody gives you money, and it's good to have the money. But, you know, I worked, I had to wait, and then 2 weeks later, I got money for that. So there's a little gratification, delayed gratification, that is something that I think all of our kids could learn to benefit from. But the other thing, though, which is almost in some ways more meaningful than that, was the supervisor saying, good job. Yeah. You know, somebody who's not my mom or dad, and I was doing a good job, and they noticed it, and they said that. And all I'm doing is washing dishes and wiping tables. But that was a unique experience.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Up to that point in my life, you know, my mom and dad said good job, and I was doing a good job, but to have somebody else notice it outside the family was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's better than the parents coming home when you're babysitting and the kids are still alive.
I mean, exactly.
I think you're absolutely right. But that's an important part of growing up, and that's why this is such an important program for the city.
Okay, so here's what you need to do, and really do this. 1-800-931-5707. Make a phone call right now to 1-800-931-5707 or go online to onesummerchicago.org/donate. Donate as much as you can and know that in these hands, this money will be well spent. Any last thing you want to pass along?
No, I just want to thank you and the team here for jumping on this in such a big way. We're proud to be part of it. We don't take any money from this, so all the money gets used for the kids, and so this is important and important to our kids.
I was the best dishwasher they may have ever had at W.C. Flicks. I really worked hard, I really fast, and I challenged myself. When they would come in with the stacks of dishes and stuff and all of the food and the napkins and back then cigarette butts, I would try and get rid of it as quickly as I could. And they said, John, that's good. But if you go too fast, you'll put too much stuff in that industrial disposal, and if it backs up, everything comes back up into the kitchen. I'm like, oh, don't worry about that. I won't do that. But sometimes I would. One day, I was just killing it back there, and one of the guys in the kitchen go, man, you are unbelievable. I'm like, yeah, I am Mr. Dishwasher. He says, I'm going to go get Dean, the manager, and I'm going to go show him that. He went away, and just then, the entire plumbing system threw up through the disposal into the kitchen, and they came in, and hours worth of sludge had now come through into the kitchen and all over. And I'm just standing there, and he walks in, he looks at me, he says nothing, he pivots and walks out. Now, there's a valuable lesson to be learned there. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there was a valuable lesson to have been learned there.
Well, it was fairly disgusting, but do you do the dishes now is the question.
No, I do not. Are you kidding me? I have people do that. Keep up the good work. Nice to see you.
Thanks, John. Thanks so much.
Don Cook's the Senior Vice President of the McCormick Foundation. And please make a phone call if you've got questions or comments about it. Let us know. Here at WGN.